for you. You'll spend the next hour with us figuring out what's going on in the news today, and maybe a recipe.
Really, both?
Ah, how can you do any better than that? Jennifer Horn is here. I'm the Doug Steffen magnate. I guess magnate. Magnitude. Magnate is a derivative of magnitude. And the earthquake that hit parts of New England the other day. Did you hear about this?
I did, like a four-pointer in was it Maine? Yeah.
I was in Hollis Center, New Hampshire, and then parts of southern Maine. Actually, there was a little rattling going on in Vermont and in northern Massachusetts. Rhode Island even got a little piece of this. Shake, rattle, and roll. So look out.
As an earthquake expert from California, yes. I really do appreciate the fact that we can share this all together now in the country.
Right. A 4.6 is not a 6.4, however.
It is not. But you know what? It still shakes. And especially when you're someplace where you don't have earthquakes frequently, it's scary.
Right. It is. We need to page out the Chuck Berry playbook or soundbook
shake
today.
Shake, rattle, and roll.
By the way, or it's not the shake, rattle, and roll. It's Jerry Lee Lewis, actually.
Oh.
But both of them are capable in that area, Jennifer. Here's something going on for those of you who are church lovers. Three female plaintiffs claim that an evangelical church group covered up allegations of sexual abuse against children. And the accusations not reported to the police. And even the folks running the church discouraged its members from cooperating with law enforcement. There's a lawsuit that's been filed in Maryland against Sovereign Grace Ministries, a 30-year-old family of churches, 30 congregations around the state. Most of them, I guess, they're actually in the South. The abuse happened in Maryland and Northern Virginia in the 1990s. The plaintiffs allege a conspiracy spanning more than two decades to conceal sexual abuse committed by church members. They accused church representatives of permitting suspected pedophiles to interact with children, supplying them with free legal advice to avoid prosecution, and forcing victims to meet with and forgive the person that had molested them. So I guess this is not something unique to the Catholic Church. What is there about ministers and ministries and these organizations supposedly connected to the Bible that are so hypocritical? As much as I
don't want bad press to turn people away.
So what's going on? What is there about these organizations that attract this stuff in the first place? That's what I'd like to know. Wouldn't you?
As it's a power thing.
Of course it is. But under the circumstances, is it that easily just, it's just a power thing? I mean, people whose lives are affected by this really
absolutely
screws you up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not a big fan of Bill Maher's by any stretch of the imagination. As a matter of fact, most of the time I find him to be a blank hole. But especially this searing nastiness and anger at those who he doesn't like politically. And some of that saved for religion. Religiosity is that movie he put out about 4, 5, 6 years ago, and I saw it, and I agreed with him and his presentation, his point of view. But it's because of stuff like this. The hypocrisy of an organization that's supposed to see and bring you to a better way of life. Isn't that the whole idea behind religion? Or is it? I mean, these places, you got to look at some religious sects, SECTS, and wonder what is their reason for existing other than to collect money from the poor, the downtrodden, those who are there for help or inspiration or whatever it is. And all they really want you to do is pay up. Get your dough and let's make this. I mean, how many times have you seen stories about in some of these organizations, they're out there raising money. They've got to build a new building. And it's going to be to acknowledge the magnitude, the wonder of God and all that stuff. God doesn't give a damn about that sort of thing. A darn or a damn about it. But yet people just kind of feel like they have to do that sort of thing because it may connect. I don't even begin to understand the rationale for it. Do you?
The money thing, I don't know. It's always been a challenge for me because as a Catholic, when I went to the Vatican for the first time, I thought, wow, this is where all of our money's going.
Yeah, right. And it's $5 billion in cash and prizes in the cellar underneath the Vatican.
I mean, I almost feel like it'd be better spent helping people, helping its members, but, yeah. You know.
Duh. Isn't that what it's all about? But do you ever ask that question? What would happen if you asked that question of a priest, your priest? What do you think he'd say?
They'd probably agree with you, I'd imagine.
You think?
Some of the priests that at my church, yeah, I think they might agree with us.
800-510-8255, always the connection line to the Good Day Conversation, and also our social media, which Jennifer is checking in on right now, Facebook, Twitter, questions that we ask. Interesting. I mean, I think you could ask that question, actually. Do me a favor, too, Jennifer, will you?
Mm-hmm.
Will you reach through your microphone and slap me?
Yeah, hold on.
I'm not ready yet. I'm going to tell you why.
I'll do it again if you want.
Nice. Harder next time.
Yeah, right. Do it again. Harder.
Okay, why am I hitting you?
Because I do not want to use the expression folks.
Hey, folks.
I found it nauseating times that President Obama used the term folks.
Folks.
The other night in the debate. I just find... You know, I found that whole debate, actually I went back and hashed it in my mind. Candy Crowley bothered me, mm-hmm. and the people, how are these people chosen? I was talking about that earlier today.
I don't know. She bothered me too, and I thought it was just an alpha male debate.
Yeah, there was too much noise on both sides. I've got a bigger one than you, kind of.
The fact that they looked like they were going to come to blows with each other did not make a good debate for me. I know a lot of people liked that.
Some people think it's disrespectful of anyone.
I think it is, too. It's disrespectful of the office, I think.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. 800-510-8255. Maybe you ask that question for the folks that are connected. We have all kinds of things, food for thought things, at facebook.com/goodday and on Twitter @goodday show. I'm not sure how to handle the Lance Armstrong thing at this point. Nike sponsorship gone, even though they have Michael Vick as a sponsor still, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And the hypocrisy of them talking about their image when people know how they have their shoes made, by whom and where and what it costs. I mean, people say, oh, that's just good business. Really? I think that the folks at Nike are very subject to the politically correct crowd hashing around right now. They really can't find any evidence of Armstrong doing anything really wrong. All the innuendo and suggestion, steroids never a part of it. So what are these things in that drip? And who else takes them and why do you take them?
I'll be honest with you. I actually feel sorry for him.
Armstrong?
I do, because I think he is, no matter what, with enhancement or not, he's a good athlete.
Yeah.
And I think he was not the only one using performance enhancement drugs, but he, because he was the best, he took the biggest fall. And it just, I don't know.
Takes the biggest hit.
It's a huge fall from grace for him to even step down from his own organization, the one that he founded.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sad.
Yeah, it is kind of. But it just shows you, again, how strange things are in our reality. Here's something that hasn't been discussed enough in these presidential debates. Violent crime jumping 18% last year. The first rise in 20 years, up 18%. Property crimes up for the first time in a decade. So what is that all about? And why aren't we talking about that? Why do we have the number of violent crimes up? Is it obvious because of the economy? Probably. But isn't that a different part or an additional part of what ought to be discussed here? Let's see. Assault up 22%. 5 million people in our country were assaulted last year in some way, shape, or form. Rape, sexual assault, robbery. Is all of these things. Property crimes up 11%. This is from the National Bureau of Crime Stats. Household burglaries up 14%. Number of thefts up 10%. So why isn't that a part of the discussion? Don't you want to know how the states individually or the countries being run? And is there a tone here? Is something to be said or is somebody to be held accountable that's holding national office? What's the story here? 800-510-8255. Let's see if you want to address that and other items as we continue to quickly go through some of the things you probably won't haven't heard discussed anywhere else. This is Good Day.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-530-4856. That's 1-800-530-4856. 1-800-530-4856.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39, get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And half off all Vic Firth drumsticks. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during Rocktober.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
All right, what word can we use, Jennifer, for the status of the release of Arnold Schwarzenegger's book?
I think we could use the word, like, tanker.
Tank.
Stinker.
Yeah.
Stinky.
I heard somebody refer to it as a soft debut.
Kindergarten cop is, that's
yeah. So why do you suppose people are not interested in this book? Only sold 21,000 copies the first week. Even though, and the
he was everywhere too. He was telling his story.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think people actually got turned off. As much press as he got and as much TV time as he got, I mean, he's really promoting the fact that he was a cheater. He wasn't a great governor.
Yeah.
I mean, there's these things. I mean, what do you want to read about that? There's no positive spin. There's no, oh my gosh, I realized in the end that I did something bad. It, you know.
The number one book to be released this fall so far is the Navy SEAL's account of the Bin Laden mission. Let's see, 253,000 copies its first week. J.K. Rowling's new book, 375,000 copies in its first week. Neil Young's book's not selling. Penny Marshall's book isn't selling. Andrew McCarthy's book isn't selling. So you see where the action is. It's 21 past the hour on the Doug O. Book Review.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime. lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Doctor says to this feller, I got bad news and worse news. He says, oh, what's the bad news? He says, got 24 hours to live. He says, what's worse news? I forgot to call you yesterday.
I get up in the morning, 6 a.m., goes to the doctor. The doctor tells him he's got 24 hours to live.
So that night when the guy's going to bed, he tells his wife, he said, I've only got a few hours left. He said, I want to make love to you just as many times as I possibly can.
And so they do it once, twice, three times, and then they fall asleep. Well, about 4:30 in the morning, the guy taps his wife on the shoulder. He goes, I want to make love to you one more time. And she goes, you know, that's easy for you to say, Jerry. You don't have to get up in the morning.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Good.
That's what's funny with a little death humor.
All right, so let's listen in to three of my favorite daytime television talk programs. Starting off with this excerpt from The View, where the ladies talk about, in fact, laugh about, this story that surfaced yesterday, Jennifer. 96-year-old man gets a 52-year-old woman pregnant.
A 96-year-old man in India just became the oldest person to father a child. Yes! But wait, there's more. He became a dad for the first time at age 94. And now he's encouraging his 52-year-old wife to get her tubes tied.
Isn't that the reason? But isn't that the reason you having sex with a 92-year-old man so you won't get pregnant? I mean, good.
There are two things. He is not using Viagra.
Oh, who said?
I don't believe. He doesn't look like he's using Viagra.
He drank a lot of milk. He's vegetarian.
To do it.
Vegetarian.
And at 52, yes. She's still fertile.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was celibate until he was 86. So he got a lot of good sperm.
Wow.
That's an interesting one.
Yeah, that is a pretty good story. All right, Wendy Williams on her program here answers an audience member's question about whether she ought to propose, whether it ought to be her who does the proposing to her boyfriend.
I just started dating a guy about 6 months ago from a test, and I'm so excited. We're so much in love, and aww. I really, really want to ask him to marry me. But should I wait, or should I, you know, ask him?
Okay, I'll give you my answer, but first, how far in your past? Was he an old boyfriend? Is he from high school, grade school, college?
No, just a friend.
Uh-huh.
We never, ever.
And nobody's married? Nobody has boyfriends? Or nobody's cheating?
I've been married, but not now.
This is so good.
Yeah.
And you're a woman of a particular age, over 40?
I'm right there with you.
Okay, good. Listen, love is sweet the second time around, but please don't ask him to marry you, just my opinion.
Okay.
If you ask a man to marry you, eventually you'll regret it because they fight like children. I'm sorry, men, but you do. They say stupid things in the middle of fights like we wouldn't be in this position. You asked me to marry you.
Mm-hmm.
I can answer. You know how men can be. Just love him, and you know what? Maybe don't move in together. That way, he'll you know, want to put a ring on. Or maybe he's watching now. Marry her.
There you go.
The message.
That's it. There it is. All right, then Ellen here scoffs at one of the popular Halloween costumes this year.
Mitt Romney said he was going to cut funding for PBS, and then Obama accused him of trying to fire Big Bird. And ever since then, Halloween stores are saying that this year's most popular costume is Big Bird. Yeah. Really? Okay. But not regular Big Bird, sexy Big Bird. That's real. This costume is brought to you by the letter Y. The costume is flying off the shelves, pardon the pun, and I hope that the stores will use some of the money that they're making to fund PBS. I mean, look, if you're an adult and you want to dress sexy for Halloween, that's fine. But do we need to make preschool characters sexy? The only Sesame Street character who should look trashy is Oscar because he lives in a trash can.
Right. Video of the day today at DougStephan.com. A school's fourth graders want you to know the election is important. Regardless of who you support, you should vote. It's Call Me Maybe. That's the song, Vote for Somebody. Check out our video of the day at DougStephan.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If I said you could spend the night in an igloo, you probably assume I'm talking about Alaska, right? Actually, the real igloo hotels are found in other parts of the world. Ever heard of something called the Igloo Village? It's a resort in Finland where you can sleep in a traditional snow igloo and the temperature dips, get this, as low as 20 degrees below zero. Now, if sleeping in the cold isn't for you, these folks also have all glass igloos that stay warm, so you can spend the night viewing northern lights from your bed without braving the elements. Or head to Norway, to the Sørsniva Igloo Hotel. Believe me when I say this is a very cool place. The temperature hovers only at about 19 degrees, but it's worth checking out just for the ice bar and the ice chapel. And then, there's a whole series of igloo villages in Europe called Igloodorf. You can find them in Zermatt, Gestad, on the tallest mountain in Germany, and in Andorra. And best of all, they're heated. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Here at Hotels.com, we only do hotel. If you want a romantic suite, a view of the sea, or even a room made of ice, ask us. We'll find it.
Well, can you do anything else? Like yodel? That was different.
Like I said, we know what we're doing when it comes to hotels. In fact, we have over 150,000 hotels worldwide.
Hotels.com. Finding you the perfect place is all we do.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a Sun Oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, Sun Ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Conversation here, the irregular news from Jennifer's point of view and Doug's point of view. Interesting statistics about the debates, Jennifer.
Yes.
Apparently, the folks at CNN are looking hard to find a new angle to discuss all of this stuff. So they have counted the number of questions in the minutes that are being taken by the various candidates. And they have come up with something shocking.
Shocking.
Democrats get more time in, at this point, all three of the debates. President got more time in the two presidential debates. Joe Biden got more time than Mr. Ryan did in the vice presidential debate. Obama spoke for 3 minutes, 14 seconds more than Romney did in the first debate. That means you get 8% more talking time than Romney did. Obama spoke on Tuesday 4 minutes 18 seconds more than Romney did, giving him 11% more talking time. Obama talked for 52% of the time when either man had the floor. Romney talked for 47% of the time. My God, what a coincidence! 47% of the time went to Romney. It's got to be something connected there, don't you think? Am I being nonsensical?
You're never nonsensical, sir.
That's an interesting stat, though.
Isn't it? Yeah, it is.
Well, it tells you something a little. I think it tells you a little something. I think there is a need to get these. Why do we have to have these news people do the moderating?
I don't know. I think it'd be fun to have, like, you know, Joe the plumber, like an average Joe do this.
Why not a radio person? Why does it have to be a television person?
Well,
that'd be a great
debate
moderator.
Isn't Mike Gallagher doing the next one?
Nah.
Or am I making that up?
I think he's doing something that he wants everybody to believe is a presidential debate.
Gotcha.
Between, I think, Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck. I'm not sure about that.
Now, that would be something to get behind.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. All right, so the continuing discussion about this meningitis outbreak, which started at a pharmacy here in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, death toll up to 19. Lawmakers are pressing the feds to explain what they knew or didn't know about this pharmacy. The Center for Disease Control has been hit hard by this. Let's see here. Who else is in the firing? The Food and Drug Administration, of course, under scrutiny. It has limited authority to regulate pharmacies. You know what? Even if they did, they'd screw it up because they don't do what they're supposed to do. They never have. They never will. The FDA is a completely meaningless, wasted. I mean, look at the drugs that get approved and then people die from taking them and they want to get people to stop taking supplements. How would a group like that have any credibility at all? So, and then yesterday, I think it was in this hour, wasn't it, Jennifer? I was talking about the raid on the, I was talking to the police chief at town meeting last night about the raid on the New England Compounding Center.
Yeah.
The raid happened 2 weeks after the place closed down and they admitted responsibility for it. So they go in there, the feds and the, let's see, who went in? DEA went in. There were three or four federal agencies, the local police, and they're going to get them. And the guy said, who runs the place, hey, all you do is call us or tell us what you want. We'll give you what you want. What do you want for information? Here it is. And they made this big deal out of it. They all know that that place is doomed. It's not going to open again. But the grandstanding and foolishness and the way the news media plays these stupid stories. I mean, it's not stupid that 19 people have died and 200-300 people are affected by this. There's nothing stupid
about
that.
The raid makes you think in your brain that there is somebody doing,
right, they gotta get
somebody doing something wrong,
yeah,
breaking through the door.
We have to make sure that they don't go home tonight.
Yeah, raid, yeah, when it's a closed office doesn't seem quite so scary.
Yeah, yeah. It's just more foolish hype and news media falling into the hole. It's nonsense. All right, anyway. Angelina Jolie is in the news. Should we bring this back around to something that makes sense? Let's talk about something important, like Angelina Jolie and how much money she's giving to... the thing that bugs me about this, and you can tell us a story. I'm telling you what bugs me about it before you can get to the story.
Yeah.
Is all these celebrities who are generous with their money, mm-hmm, but then they want to tell everybody about it.
Right.
I think that's in poor taste.
I
don't
do
you?
Too. Mm-hmm.
All right, so what'd she do?
Old Angelina.
Yeah.
She donated $50,000 to the Daily Beast, Tina Brown's Woman of the World Foundation, in the name of a 14-year-old Pakistani activist. Now,
the girl who got shot.
Correct, yeah. Right. Now, that's a good thing, but again, you know, you're donating it to someone who's a Daily Beast founder, so of course it's going to get publicized. And she's very notorious. I mean, she does a lot of work, but she's worked for the UN, which I'll give her credit for, and she does a lot of great things. She's donated a lot of money. But like you said, you know about it. We know about it. It's part of her persona,
yeah,
is that she's helping try to save the world. And I don't know. I mean, maybe that does help her image. Maybe it doesn't. I'm with you, though. I don't like to read about people doing the right thing. I think it's more attractive when they're doing stuff behind the scenes.
Yep. All right. So Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel, an
they're
item for a
hitched,
number of years.
You?
I thought they
it's
already were.
It's our last chance.
Bitch.
Let's go break it up. You can help me. I can get Justin.
Yeah, right. I'll take Jessica.
All right, so these guys have been dating for a long time. I think about 5 years. They got engaged 10 months ago. They've did a little pre-wedding stuff a few weeks ago. Well, now it's official, according to Us Weekly. They are planning to get married in southern Italy sometime this week. It could be any time. We're on wedding watch.
Ooh.
Yeah. I think we should send our helicopter over there just to, you know. Yeah. It's a long flight, but...
Yeah, John Mayer celebrated his 35th birthday with Katy Perry. I thought that was off.
Oh, they've been in and out, off and on. Oh, my gosh, these two. Perfect for a Hollywood relationship.
Yeah.
But reports are that they were back together for his birthday again. So I guess they're not that broken up like we thought they were.
Not broken up about being broken up.
Exactly.
Mark Sanchez, who's he?
Mark Sanchez is the quarterback for the Jets.
Oh, and he's dating Eva Longoria? She
yes,
likes these sports guys, right?
She does like the sports guys. Her ex-husband was Tony Parker. He was a basketball player, or is a basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
And, the story here is not necessarily that he's a sports figure, but she's in her 40s and he is in his early 20s.
Huh. Weather Channel laying off 7% of the workforce. The effort has resulted in the elimination of key positions, that is the weather folks. They're bringing in more. I think, does NBC own the Weather Channel now? It must be, because that's Al Roker's over there all the
yeah,
time.
Yeah, it's part of their holdings, NBC and Comcast.
All right, so is that a big deal or not, or what?
Well, it is for the people losing their jobs. That's, you know, never a good story.
Okay, so let me go back to Tuesday night. May I, for a moment, with your permission, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, with what's going on in the news from our perspective.
You're talking about the debate?
Well, actually, there's a discussion, a lot of discussion, on the price of gasoline, finally.
Mm-hmm.
This is appropriate. The president looked foolish, if I may say editorially, foolish, by referencing things getting worse, and that's why the cost of gasoline is... Oh, no, turn it around. He said things were so bad when he came in that people couldn't afford gasoline. That's why it was $1.80 a gallon. Now things are so much better, we can pay $4.80 a gallon for gasoline. Romney's got him dead to rights on this. Dead to rights, wherever that expression came from. The candidates talked about the need to expand domestic oil and gas production, boost energy efficiency, develop renewable energy. How many people have heard this philosophy that has, it was nascent for a long time, but now it's sort of coming back around again, that we ought to keep using as much Middle Eastern oil as possible, use it all up, suck them dry, and keep our resources for when they all run out.
And is that what we're doing? Is that the big plan?
Well, I think that's what some people are suggesting we ought to do. In
because
the meantime,
if you want to help unemployment, having $5 gas is not the answer.
No, or even $4 gas.
No.
Or even, I mean, barely $3. Mitt Romney ought to take a page from Newt Gingrich, even though they fiddled and faddled a lot during the primary season. Newt Gingrich was right. $2.50 is where the price of gasoline ought to be. That's not self-serving. That's reality when you look at what the retail versus wholesale cost relationships are. What it costs for a barrel of oil now as it translates into the pump price. The big oil companies are making a couple of bucks a gallon off of you, where it used to be 20, 30, 40 cents a gallon was what their profit was. They wait and see when the quarterlies come out for ExxonMobil or some of these other big companies. It'll be, you'll want to throw something at them. It's, and then, you know, all of this stuff about clean energy, that's cool, except that Obama's so vulnerable because of all the money that was given to these various green companies and they all went broke. There hasn't been a good answer to the reason why gasoline was $1.80 when Obama came into office and is now $4.80. And there's no good reason for it. Is it bad leadership? I don't know. You tell me. 800-510-8255. Just something to keep in mind, it seems to me, when you're wondering what can we talk about that's really important to you and really makes a difference. Isn't that among the most important things to you?
It's probably the most important thing to me right now.
And if it isn't what you're actually paying for your car or your truck, it's what it costs to ship things around. Everything has to be trucked or moved somehow.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the expense for that gets passed on to you, the consumer.
Travel, it affects the travel industry. It affects your food. It affects your clothing. Stuff people don't even think about.
Right.
But, you know, I have this person who works for us who just is, you know, entry-level position. But because she couldn't find a job close at home, she drives about 40 to 50 miles to get to work every day.
Wow.
And literally right now, she is working to drive to work. Wow. I mean, her money is going all to gas.
Mm. Yeah. Well,
so would we rather have her stay home and just suck off the system
nothing.
And collect unemployment?
No. Uh-uh. She's doing the right thing, frankly.
She is trying to do the right thing, but how long do you go to work just to drive to work?
Social media.
Kind of silly.
Social media update with Jennifer in a moment here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
As Americans, we feel a great sense of pride and respect for the men and women who've served to protect our freedom. It's so important that we each do what we can to support our veterans once they return home. The Purple Heart Service Foundation provides many services and programs, not just veterans that have received the Purple Heart Medal, but all veterans. Some of their programs include processing veterans' claims for compensation, educational programs, job training, and medical care. They also assist in identifying and helping homeless veterans. If you have a car you no longer need, donating your vehicle to the Purple Heart Service Foundation will help to provide funding for their many exceptional veterans programs. All donations, whether it's cash or a car, are 100% tax deductible. For more information on how to donate a vehicle, call them today at 877-743-1631. That number again is 877-743-1631. For cash or credit card contributions, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
Mom, what if something happens to Dad?
Why would something happen to Dad?
Tom's dad died, and he wasn't even sick. Now they have to move.
Life's unpredictable, and when you put off things like life insurance, you can get caught off guard. Fidelity Life makes protecting your family affordable, even in today's economy. Less than $15 a month buys a healthy 40-year-old a $250,000 term life insurance policy. We just assess your needs, give you our best quote, and our competitors, and then you choose. We work directly with the nation's top carriers to find the policy that's right for you. And because we give you the best quotes, you can save up to 70%. Call 1-800-428-3400 for your free quote and 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-800-428-3400. That's 1-800-428-3400. Or visit FidelityLife.com. Fidelity Life Association is licensed in all states and the District of Columbia, except for Wyoming and New York. Not all products available in all states. Applications and rates are subject to underwriting approval.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Okay.
You feeling better?
12 before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn here with the status of various questions that we are profoundly interested in your input on at the Facebook or Twitter section of our existence.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. We're asking right now, what did you think of this week's debate? Who won? Did you like the format and the moderator? Did it change your thinking in any way? So you can chime in now, Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Also trending at Yahoo today, I thought we'd look at the top five stories. Number one, Eddie Yost. Do you know who that is, Debbie?
No.
He was a third baseman for the Washington Senators, died today. I believe he was 86 years old. So sad news. Number two, Pink. Pink loses 55 pounds. That's trending number two at Yahoo. She's on the cover of Shape magazine, looking fantastic. She had a baby about a year and a half ago, and since has lost 55 pounds, looking great. Timberlake and Justin Biel wedding, or Jessica Biel wedding, number three at Yahoo, for obvious reasons. It's happening this week in Italy. Number four is Lynn Spears. I don't know if you heard about this, but she is on in a trial right now with Sam Lutfi, who is the guy that kind of corrupted Britney Spears a little bit. She wrote about him in her book and is now defending herself against his claims that she's an anti-Semite. So there you go.
That's illegal? Now,
I don't know. It's a slander trial. It's from what I understand.
Court. Yeah.
That's slander. So, number five, cybersecurity. President Obama this week talked about this being the single greatest threat facing Americans, both individuals and small business. Cybersecurity. Trending on
right.
Yahoo, yeah.
Yeah, right. All right, so that's it?
Those are the top five stories at Yahoo, yes.
Nice job, Jennifer.
No problem.
Morgan Freeman writes a blog or a post on marijuana. Heavens, he said, it's the stupidest lie ever. Given history, you don't stop people from doing what they want to do. So forget about making it unlawful. You're just making criminals out of people who are not engaged in criminal activity.
I like that.
We're spending zillions of dollars trying to fight a war we can't win. He's right.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create new nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Down or up the line as we approach the top of the next hour on the Good Day program. Everything you need to know about what's going on in the world today, hopefully. Well, maybe you don't need to know, but some of this stuff is pretty interesting, if I do say so myself, including our focus on technology. Among other things, we discuss here, Jennifer and I do, and Richie, if he's around, some of the things that impact your technological life and prowess. We also have Shelley Palmer, who reports on the scene as well. And as a matter of fact, in a minute, he's going to discuss the lack of traction, Jennifer, for the iPad. A lot of people at Apple want it to be used as a school facilitator of information? Is that what
we call it? Right. Replaces textbooks and all sorts of things. Yeah.
But compared to the success of the Amazon Kindle, the Apple is unsuccessful. And we'll find out why that works in that department in a moment from Shelley on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, back in January, Apple unveiled iPad textbooks, which they said would revolutionize classrooms and be what students of the future would use to learn. Fast forward 9 months, and Apple's dream hasn't taken off. On Wednesday, Amazon unveiled Whispercast, which lets organizations like schools easily deploy Kindle content to students on Kindles and devices with the Kindle Apple app. Imagine teachers being able to quickly and easily pass out nightly reading assignments to their class with just a few clicks. Couple that with over 200,000 e-textbooks available in the Kindle store, and Amazon is making a strong case that every student should have a Kindle. Considering you can get a Kindle Fire for as little as $159, it's a lot more economically feasible than spending $500 on an iPad, or however much the iPad Mini is going to cost. In the battle for the classroom, round one goes to Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey, I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. When we're together, things just work. My pipes rumble, and my engine screams like an eagle. A happy eagle. I'm one of those angry eagles. You know? Yeah, you know.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Excludes OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map details and system limitations.
All right, so the poll yesterday, Jennifer, at DougStefan.com, what do you do when you're on Facebook? How much, I guess it was a time question. What do you do most of the time when you're on Facebook? 38% of those who responded to DougStefan.com said they kept up with their family and friends.
That's my answer.
29% said I hardly ever go to Facebook anymore. 19% said I just troll around, seeing what everybody else is doing. 9% of you said you play games, because that's really where this all came from, a new sort of a game.
Farmville 2.
Farmville 2, yeah. And 4% said you post political information. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Please stop.
Results of the poll at DougStefan.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Musicians, rock that Halloween party. Frighten your neighbor's kids. Get the gear you need to set a scary mood during Guitar Center's Rocktober Savings Event. 10 days of unnatural, extreme savings throughout the store starts tomorrow. Huge discounts on black lights, lasers, strobes, and more. Buy a fog machine for $39, get the fluid free. Plus battery-powered mini strobe lights, $5. AKG stereo headphones, $19. And soprano ukuleles, just $39. Starting tomorrow, make Guitar Center your Halloween headquarters for gear during...
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.